Okay, so today, friends, we are reading a story called Clarence and the Burglar. This was written by Patricia Lober, and Paul Galdone drew the pictures. And it is read today by Mommy and Zadude. Mommy and Zadude. And we want to give a shout out to our patron today, don't we? Do you remember their names? Yeah. Well, shall I remind you? Juliet and Clara. We want to say hi, girls. Thanks so much. They're sisters. Thanks so much for being our patrons and for listening to us. And we hope you enjoy your story. And it's kind of nice because we do a patron shout out just once a week. And if it's your week, then you get to enjoy the stories and be special because you are special. And we are glad that we have you in our lives. So, here we go. My name is Pat Logan. My brother's name is Brian. And we have a dog named Clarence. Almost everybody on our street loves Clarence because he's so friendly. He never growls at anybody. He never growls at the Brundages. He never growls at the Harrises. He doesn't snarl at the milkman. He doesn't snarl at the mailman. He doesn't even snarl or growl at strangers.
Some watchdog,
says George Harris. George lives next door. He has a great big dog named Wolf. George and Wolf make fun of Clarence because Clarence never growls at anybody.
Hey, Mom, asks Brian. Do you think there's something wrong with Clarence?
No, Brian, says Mom. There's nothing wrong with Clarence. He's just friendly.
Too friendly,
says George.
He'll never make a watchdog.
I just wish he'd growl at you,
Brian says. But Clarence just wags his tail. Well, Clarence may not be much of a watchdog, but he loves to play games. The two he loves best are called fish and ball. When Clarence plays fish, he runs and gets his rubber fish. He bites the fish until it squeaks. Then he drops it at your feet, and you're supposed to hide fish and let Clarence find it. When he plays ball, he drops his tennis ball onto your lap, and you're supposed to throw it so Clarence can run after it and fetch it back to you. Clarence tries to get everybody to play fish or ball with him. If you don't want to play with him, do you know what Clarence does? He unties your shoelaces with his teeth.
Darnest dog I ever saw, says Brian.
And Clarence just wags his tail. There's something else that Clarence loves to do. He loves to watch TV. Every time our set is on, Clarence watches with Brian and me. He likes to watch cartoons. He likes Cowboys and Indians. He even likes commercials. But he likes to watch football games most of all. Every Saturday when Brian and his friends are watching football, Clarence is there in front of the TV watching with them. So Mom puts an old bedspread over a chair just for Clarence, now that he knows that's his special chair, and that's where he sits when he's watching TV. And in the picture, what is that dog doing? Yeah, I know, he sits like a human. He's sitting up on the chair and he's kind of leaning over the armrest and he's got one leg crossed over the other leg. It is the silliest thing I have ever seen. That dog does not know that that dog is a dog. And why is he watching football? Do you know? I don't know. So sometimes when all of us are out, Clarence goes next door to visit Mr. and Mrs. Brundage.
Brundage? What a great last name.
If Clarence hears them playing their TV, he scratches on their door and they let him in. Then Clarence sits down in front of the TV with Mr. and Mrs. Brundage and watches football, too.
He even barks when State makes a touchdown,
says Mr. Brundage.
Like this?
Yes, like that. Mr. Brundage? Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's a very good, very good Clarence impression. Mr. Brundage went to State. Oh, that's a school. It's a university. Because Saturdays are when we watch university football. Okay.
Darndest dog I ever saw.
And Clarence just wags his tail. And now comes the part about the burglar. Because one Sunday night, Mom and Brian and I went downtown to the movies, and we left Clarence burying a bone in the backyard. There must have been a night game on because Clarence went next door to watch TV with Mr. and Mrs. Brundage. Then, while our house was dark and empty, a burglar opened a window on the back porch. He crept into our dining room and began putting Mom's table silver into his sack.
Ooh.
Just then, the night game must have ended on TV because Clarence came home from the Brundages. I guess he must have scratched first at the back door, and then he came through the window the burglar left open. Clarence hopped into the dining room. Inside, he stopped and sniffed.
A stranger. Company. A new friend. Someone to play with.
Is any of that true? No. Oh, Clarence.
When he saw the burglar, he jumped up on him, wagging his tail. Then Clarence ran to find Fish and Ball. Clarence came back first with Fish, then with Ball, and he jumped up on the burglar to say, "Let's play!" He nudged Ball with his nose. He bit Fish until it squeaked, but the burglar was in a hurry, and he didn't have time to play. Clarence squeaked Fish again. He dropped Ball at the burglar's feet. The burglar still didn't want to play. So Clarence reached down and nipped first one shoelace and then the other until both the burglar's shoes came untied. And I guess that's when we came home from the movies, because as soon as we walked into the house, we heard a terrible crash in the dining room. We rushed in and turned on the lights, and there was the burglar. Stretched out on the floor, he was knocked out cold. The sack of silver was beside him, and Clarence was standing on the burglar's chest, licking his face.
What?
Brian got a baseball bat and stood guard over the burglar. Mom went to the telephone and called the police. Brian looked at Fish and Ball, then he looked at me and smiled. Clarence must have tried to get him to play, I said.
Then he untied the burglar's shoes, said Brian.
And the man tripped on his shoelaces and fell, said Mom.
And now he's out like a light, said Brian. Just then, George Harris knocked on our front door. Wolf was with him.
Hey, someone just robbed our house,
said George.
Wolf was asleep or he'd have caught him.
Some watchdog, said Brian. The guy's right here, out cold on our dining room floor. Must be the same burglar. He tried to rob our house too, only our watchdog, Clarence, was too smart for him.
Weren't you, Clarence?
And Clarence just wagged his tail.
That means no one is.
I feel like when a dog wags its tail, it's because he's happy.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he started to wag his tail because, yes, I tried to play with him and I untied his shoelaces. Is there trying to play with him? It was just a trick. I was trying to knock him down, so I untied his shoelaces and he slipped on them. And I just did that so the police could have an easier burglar attack.
I like it. It's true. Then we heard the sirens and the police came. Sergeant Murphy put handcuffs on the burglar.
He sneaked into the porch window, said Sergeant Murphy, patting Wolf. And this big dog of yours knocked him to the floor and the burglar was out, colder than a mackerel.
Not that dog. Not the big dog, Sergeant, said Brian. It was this little dog here. It was Clarence who caught him.
Well, I'll be, said Sergeant Murphy.
Like this. Please help me. Hey, trick ya. Untie your shoelaces. Push it out.
That's exactly what happened. I like your reenactment of it. That was funny.
Some watchdog you got there. He's a real hero, that Clarence.
And he shook hands with Clarence, and the Brundages came over to find out what had happened, and so did George's mom and dad.
Who shook hands with Clarence?
The police officer, Sergeant Murphy. The next day, Brian and Clarence and I all had our names in the paper, and the headline read, Pup Nabs Burglar. And there was a picture, too, but Clarence's rear end was only a blur because he was wagging his tail so hard. And that, my friends, is the end. And what an unexpected and very special hero. That was a good book, wasn't it? All right, the end.